KFAX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. South Carolina declaring a state of emergency as a tropical depression in the Atlantic's on its way to becoming a tropical storm, Imelda. The southeast bracing for its potential arrival in the coming days. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
Pray and hope for the best and prepare for the worst, and the time to prepare is now, and not when the wind's blowing and the rain is falling down and things are getting shoved around.
Thunderstorms bringing flash flooding to central Arizona. Multiple deaths reported in Globe, Arizona. Rescue efforts underway. President Trump says he's ordering troops to Portland, Oregon to provide, quote, all necessary troops and any other ICE facility. Threats from domestic terrorists, local and state officials saying not needed. On Capitol Hill, Congress has 4 days left to avert a government shutdown. The shutdown could mean that some federal workers will be forced to work without pay. This is ABC News. As new tensions rise between Russia and NATO powers, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov telling the UN General Assembly today that his nation doesn't intend to attack Europe, but will mount a, quote, decisive response to any aggression against it. Here through a translator.
Threats of the use of force against Russia are increasingly being made. Russia is being accused of almost planning to attack the North Atlantic Alliance and the European Union countries. President Putin has repeatedly debunked these provocations. Russia has never had and does not have any such intentions.
The comments come after recent unauthorized Russian flights into NATO's airspace and Russian drones over Poland. President Trump is imposing new tariffs on pharmaceuticals, heavy trucks, and furniture, expected to go into effect on October 1st. 100% on pharmaceutical products that are not made in the United States, 30% on upholstered furniture, and kitchen and bathroom furniture, including cabinets and vanities, hit with a 50% tariff. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Green and gold football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
This life behind and wander aimless and alone. Fox 8 Radio, radio for the people.
Last week I gave up on being sober, 'cause the devil on my shoulder told me to. He reached into my soul and grabbed me out another brew. Tonight my body feels a bit colder, and it's all because of the devil on my shoulder. Even though it's summer and the sun is bright, I shiver all the time, every day and night, yeah. The devil's got his hold on me. Yeah, sure, I tried to listen to what my angel said, but the devil grabbed his pistol and he shot him dead. I'll try to ignore it, but I guess I'll make the best of it. I'll have some fun with this, ooh, yeah, brother, right on. I started playing rock and roll for you because the devil on my shoulder told me to. I drink a fifth of whiskey and the song pour right out of me. Yeah, I know that it's wrong, but it feels so right. I catch myself indulging almost every night, yeah. The devil's got his hold on me. Sure, I tried to listen to what my angel said, but the devil grabbed his pistol and he shot him dead. I'll try to ignore it, but I guess I'll make the best of it. I'll have some fun with this too, yeah, brother, I know.
American Scarecrows, that is Devil on My Shoulder. Before that, Broken Bones and Mountains by American Scarecrows. They are from Minnesota, and that is a double dip for you to start Max Inc. Radio for Saturday, September 28th. That's the date, right? We got it?
27th.
Okay.
One day off. Close
I'm
enough.
A day behind. I'm thinking football, okay? Mm-hmm. Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m. And, of course, we have interviews. We spin local Wisconsin music, and we have a performer in the studio live. And tonight, we have a really good show for you tonight. Terry Talbot, he is here. He is the owner of a local photography studio on Atwood Avenue, and he has a surprise announcement. Plus, we'll hear about some Madison music history and all kinds of stuff. He's been around forever in the scene. The Central, Frank Furlow, he is going to be in here talking about his Madison Grindcore band and their show happening tomorrow night at the Gamma Ray Bar. And live from the Mad City, we have Chikari.
Desiree.
Mm-hmm. And we also have new song from Trapper Ship. Chikari is coming in. It's just going to be amazing. She's a singer and songwriter, and she recorded her first album in the bathroom on her phone.
On her phone.
And we're going to hear about this.
I mean, Boston recorded their incredible debut in a basement. So, like, I'm sure this is just as impressive.
That's right. I said new song from Trapper Shep, so we'll hear that. Now, I was telling you about American Scarecrows, and they're from Minnesota, and they're a great band. They play in Madison quite a bit. We had them at Atwood Fest this year, and they're coming back down on November 21st to the Barrymore Theater. They'll be playing the 12th annual Flannel Fest.
Woo-hoo!
And Flannel Fest is pretty cool. That's the Keep Wisconsin Warm and Cool Fund. So, like today, for instance, we're keeping Wisconsin cool.
Yeah.
and probably next week we'll be going to warm them up. They have raised $169,000 for this fund in 12 years. And
that's quite a bit of money.
Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. So, you know, who puts it on is the Mascot Theory and the Beth Kelly Band. So they'll be both be playing as well. And then headlining the event is the Record Company. And they're kind mm-hmm. of a national right. band coming around. So that's going to be pretty cool. Barrymore Theater, 12th annual Flannel Fest. That is Friday, November 21st. You can plan for it. I believe that the day or the night before that, they're up in Appleton again. So it kind of tours Wisconsin. But for you Madison people, right here at the Barrymore, make some plans. It's $40, I think, for the whole thing for a ticket.
Wait, how many bands did you say? Like, just for $40? How many bands is that?
Four. The Record Company, the Mascot Theory, Beth Kelly Band, and American Scarecrow.
So that's $10 a band. I'd say that's a bargain, no?
I think it's a huge bargain. Yeah. Are you kidding? I mean, mm-hmm. Barrymore is a great place to see a band.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? We're going to play actually a couple songs. We heard American Scarecrow, so we're going to play a couple songs from the bands that are actually playing right now. And the next one up, this is Beth Kelly Band, I've Been Accused. I'm Rocker, here with Jane. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Accused of driving way too fast. I've been accused of standing too close to a man who wasn't mine. Well, it's been said that I am unstable, relentless, crazy, and unable to back down in a fight. Well, they might be right. Taking more than I can handle.
Beth Keeley, she has been accused. And I'm Rocker here with Jane. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. And, you know, did you know that her husband is the drummer of the band? Beth Keeley's husband plays drums in the band.
Wow, kind of like a White Stripes deal.
Yeah, it's really cool. They're a great band. And, of course, they're playing at the 12th Annual Flannel Fest that's happening at the Barrymore November 21st. That's a Friday. The Record Company, The Mascot Theory, Beth Keeley Band, American Scarecrows. We've already heard from a couple of them. Remember, this is to help out the Keep Wisconsin Warm and Cool Fund. So make sure you go, you know, buy a ticket. Head to that show. It's for a good cause. Now, we just had the Mascot Theory right here in the studio last week, Jane.
Oh, yeah. And I got a copy of their album that's going to come out October when now?
Like next week.
Next
October
week,
3rd
wow.
and 4th, something like
that. That's coming up.
Yeah. That is pretty cool. And he was in here telling us his story about, you know, going through surgery and his father passing away. It's a really great story, and it really awesome performance. And the one interesting thing about that is that you can go to civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio and you can listen to the podcast of that show. You know, you can also go to Spotify and you can go to Apple Music.
Oh, yeah, you can pre-order the album. You can pre-save it, right?
Oh, no, you can listen to our show, right? Max Inc. Radio. So search Max Inc. Radio on Spotify or Apple Music, and you can pull up the Mascot Theory from just last week.
See, I've been here since I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up when we're in a commercial.
Yeah, you can subscribe to Max Inc. Radio on Spotify, and then as soon as we have, because each individual interview and all of the performances get uploaded as their own sort of singular item. So as soon as it happens and you're subscribed, you're going to get a notification that says, hey, new interview from local music people.
Crazy.
On Max Inc. Radio, up on your Spotify and Apple Music. So make sure to go there. I wanted to make sure everybody knew that.
Yeah, but if you can't catch it on Spotify, or if you don't have the money to pay for premium, I think we have a rerun tomorrow night, right?
No, rerun tomorrow night.
No, not
just
anymore?
No, you have to go get the podcast on civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, okay.
Right now, let's check out another band, right, that's playing at the Flannel Fest coming up, the Mascot Theory. This one is with Tyler Durden. It's from their new album, Cosmic... I'm pulling a blank. You got the album.
What
do you mean?
it's on my shelf now.
Oh, it's on the shelf. Well, this has got a grip. This is brand new from the Mascot Theory. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm barely hanging on. perish, you stare at the wall. You're tearing your hair out, I dare you to carry it all. The baggage you buried, it's there when you're raring to fall. Cause they don't care if you disparage or perish or stall. The tank is empty, start to rush to the end. And it's tempting to break all the rules when Lady Justice is bending. So save me from all the lies and the maybes. Cause maybe if we told the truth, then all our lies would be gravy. I'm going crazy, but I'm sane enough to know that you made me. The game is changing and I'm praying I'll continue to play it. But lately I'm just losing faith and every day it keeps fading. The pain is raising past the blame. I'll let the rain hit the pavement. Another payment, you can't pay it. So you're trying to fake it. I bet you need a vacation. Cause you're running and racing. Now get a grip and be patient. Don't slip when you're pacing. Take another deep breath. Face the heat and embrace it. Face the heat and embrace it.
Sunset, painted sky, passing ships and star-crossed lovers. Peek your eyes from under covers. Cross my heart and hope to fly into a sunset, painted sky, passing ships and star-crossed lovers. Peek your eyes from under covers. I'm barely hanging on, though I've still got a grip. It might take all night, but I'll get over this. I'm barely hanging on, though I've still got a grip. And it might take a lifetime. Maybe it's the Teflon coated pan. Maybe it's the blood stain on my hand. Maybe it's the Santa Ana breeze. Maybe it's you, or maybe it's me.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Redefining Boundaries, Good Neighbor Fencing in Madison provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call. 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. Turtle Island is Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Try ethnogenic products like Magic Mushroom Chocolate Bars from Silly Farms with 5 flavors, including favorites like Cookies and Magic, Wavy Wafer, and Strawberry Milkshake. Grow your own? Turtle Island has all-in-one, easy-grow systems. It's Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary is now 2 locations on East Johnson and State Street in Madison. Find them online at ShopTurtleIsland.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I got the bad news this morning. I think I'm gonna have to leave right away.
is a piece of Madison history. That is Luther Allison. Bad News is Coming. Boy, we loved Luther Allison. My name is Rocker here with Jane. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Right now, I'm going to turn it over to Jane. Jane, how you doing over there in the studio?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't believe we get to swap places a little bit.
I have taken over the control room. I'm behind the glass.
You've been banished to the producer cave. You've been banished. Because today, something pretty special is happening. I get to lead the first interview for once.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Go, Jane.
Yep. And I'm here with a friend of mine I've known for a few years now, Terry. Terry Talbot has been documenting Madison's music and art scene since 1971, photographing some of our storied artists like Luther Allison and Paul Filipowicz, and continues to this day covering all the current artists in the scene. And he's got a gallery, Talbot Gallery, 2118, resides on 2118 Atwood Avenue, on Madison's East Side, literally right next door to the Barrymore Theater. In the studio with us is Madison historian, musician, art gallery owner, and legendary photographer, Terry Talbot. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thank you for those very generously kind words.
We just listened to a Madison legend, Luther Allison. Tell us something about Luther that we may not know.
I don't know that if I know anything about Luther Allison that you don't know. All I can say about Luther is that I photographed him, and the first time I photographed him was at the second annual Mifflin Street Block Party. It was an incredible bash. There were thousands of people in the street for that, and Luther had a great time. I've got some great photographs of him on stage, and he's a Madison legend, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Historian, musician, photographer since the 70s. Let's go back to the beginning. Like, who is Terry Talbot? What are you all about? What's your backstory?
What's my backstory? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm 78 years old now. I think that what's important is I came to the University of Wisconsin in 1965 for a year. I paid my own way to college. I dropped out to make some more money. Got drafted, went away for a few years, came back. And when I got back, I took a photojournalism course. It's the only photography class I ever took. And it inspired me to become a photographer. And mm-hmm. The first project I did for this class was putting on a rock festival, because I was the president of a musicians collective at the time in Whitewater. And on the basis of the photos I took of that event, the professor gave me an A in the course and encouraged me not to be a writer, but to be a photographer. Mm-hmm. And he's the only mentor I had, and I really appreciate his encouragement.
Yeah, I know you were a musician in the scene for many years as well. Like, what instrument did you play? Like, what band
Guitar.
Were you in the past?
Guitar and vocals. I was in a band called, my first band here was about a band called Bullfrog Blues Band. Really, really popular band. It was a great, really, truly great band. After that band broke up, when that band broke up, two of the musicians, my drummer and my bass player, Rocky Meinhardt, or not my bass player, my drummer and my saxophone player, Jackson Crawl, they went, and Richie Keene, went to New York City and became a trio with a very famous jazz pianist.
Cecil Taylor?
Cecil Taylor. Thank you for that, Rocker.
You got it. You got it.
You got it right. So I'm very proud of having been in a band that had two members that got in a leading world-class jazz pianist group as a trio. After that, I was in a band called Chronic Jones, which I'm very proud of also. It was a great band. It was kind of a political band. I like that aspect. And in between, I was in a band called Live Bait. They had some really great musicians in it, too.
Yeah, I know you just said that you got started with photography at the UW. Like, was there any other influence besides that? Was there a parent's role at all? Like, did they?
No, my influences as a photographer came from going to underground films at the UW in 1965 when I was a freshman here. I was really into the surreal movies, and they were always black and white, and that really informed my photography after I got out of the Army and I started taking pictures. Also, I was a big fan of the beat movement, and I really like to think that my fine art photography is informed by beat poetry. I like to think it's visual poetry.
Yeah. What subjects are your favorites to take pictures of?
My favorite, back when I'm first starting, I did something that I refer to as psychodramas. And a lot of them had, they had nude women in them. That was part of the psychology, psychodrama thing. And I would be in the,
sure,
nothing
psychology.
Pornographic.
Nothing, yeah, sure.
Well, anyway, but so I take a lot of pictures of things that I construct. I used to. Nowadays, I'm taking pictures of things that I find. As a now I think of myself as a documentary photographer, an art documentary photographer.
Yes, like telling it as it is. And I know you also take a lot of videos and photos for local bands here currently.
I have my own YouTube channels, about, I think, 326 videos at this time. Started doing that in 2010 with some people that are extremely well-known now that back then were not very well-known at all.
Wow. Like, do you have any examples?
John Primer.
Oh, yeah.
I have a bad memory, but on the list, if you went and looked at my channel, you'd be really surprised at all the great people.
It would be hard to remember all 325, and
Paul,
right?
Flip.
Paul Flipowitz?
I've been videoing Flip since the beginning. I've got so many great
videos of
him.
Yeah, we'll get to him in a minute. So tell us about Terry Talbot, the historian.
The historian. Mm-hmm. I'm only a historian in the sense that I've been around Madison taking pictures on the street as a street photographer since 1971. I worked for all the underground papers when I first started doing photography, all of them. There were four major papers here. So that was journalism, documentary photographer. But now I really do think of myself as documentarian. And recently, going through all my old contact sheets, I just found so many wonderful photographs of the city, my neighborhood, black and white shots. I have pictures of the Monty's Blue Plate when it was a gas station, people changing my tires.
Wow.
And
wow.
If you looked at the gas pump and some of these, you can see the pump, 25 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Crazy. Wow.
So it was a while back, but yeah. I'm still doing that.
Now, what's the most important historical event you think you've covered, taken a picture of?
I think the most important historical things that I photographed, are all of the street actions in Madison. I've always been down for the protests. I played in a band, Chronic Jones, that was a political band, and I would do photographs and then make them into YouTube videos with the music and the photographs. But the photographs would be of various protests. And what I'm really proud of from Chronic Jones is 2005, Day of the Dead, everybody's carrying signs that say, Free Palestine. We're talking 2005. And then the music track is a kind of a political, yeah.
So we know, like, you have your Talbot Gallery on Atwood Avenue. Like, tell us the story of how you came to get that property. Like, what was your inspiration for having your own gallery?
My inspiration was a woman friend of mine pointing her finger at it and saying, well, that's for rent. And, well, I'm just going to do my last wedding. I did wedding photography. I did well enough. I owned an airplane, so I flew down to Mexico. But right before I left, my friend pointed at the building that's now my gallery. And I went next door to talk to Bob Hansen, the owner of Mr. Roberts Bar and Grill. And I just sort of asked him about it. And then I went and shot my wedding. And I came back 2 weeks later, and the for sale or the for rent sign's down. And I go in and I say, I see you rented the building. And he said to me, well, I decided to rent it to you. And I was kind of, I didn't say I wanted to rent it. But I went home, took a day and thought about it and rented. So that's how I got the building. It was just fortuitous.
And now you've had your gallery since 2011, but there are some pretty cool things coming up in its future. I know you had a big surprise you wanted to talk about.
Well, the surprise I wanted to talk about is the fact that, unfortunately, Bob Hansen, the man that rented my space to me, died. He died about 3 months ago, and so my building is now being put up for sale by the family, which means I have to move. And, of course, I'm sitting there fretting about it. Where am I going to go? I really love my spot, you know. Am I going to go on the bottom of a retail? I don't want to do that. I just like my funky gallery. So Bruce from Country Antiques, which is four doors up on the block from me, came into my gallery about a week after I started fretting and said, I'm looking for somebody to rent my retail space. Do you know anybody?
The stars aligned for you.
Yeah, and
right
then I said, I need a spot. And he went, really? And he was thrilled, and I'm thrilled.
Oh, wow.
And he's totally remodeling the space. It's much bigger than my present gallery. It's got three window walls, Country Antiques. It's right across the street from Monty's Blue Plate. It's perfect.
Yeah.
So that's my big surprise. And I haven't talked about it, and now I'm announcing it.
Wow. Premiered right here on Max Inc. Radio.
That's right.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Hey, Terry, you know, we were messaging a little bit, and you were telling me that you had photographed Paul Black, legendary slide guitar player here in Madison, and he just recently passed. Do you have anything to say on him?
I think he was a wonderful musician. He was a beautiful human being. He was grouchy as hell. He was a great guy. He was a great guy. And I was just telling a friend of mine today about having a run across a video I shot of him with Doc and Terry Roddy. I don't know if you know them. The yeah. sort mm-hmm. of folk. Mm-hmm.
The Roddies.
At their farm, sitting around the campfire, jamming.
Wow.
Paul Black. Nice. And Paul Black was like Clyde.
Yeah.
You know, they mm-hmm. both would, they were, and Jim Schwall too.
Yes.
All three of those musicians were really wonderful musicians, very talented, just totally down to earth, no ego, and they would sit in and play with anybody. They really would. I saw Clyde playing with the Bad Randys. I'm driving through Provo, Wisconsin. There's a sign that says Bad Randys. I go, what's that? So I stopped to go hear it. I can hear country western music, and I walk around the corner.
Yep. There's
Clyde sitting at the trap site.
Yeah. Also, I know you have things going on at your gallery right now. Like, tell us about the gallery jam. And I know we were talking about the future of maybe having movie nights there.
Yeah, I want to do that. And I have jams on Sunday afternoons from 3 to 5:30, acoustic get-togethers. Well, sometimes they're electric, too. They'll be able to definitely be bigger and more electric in the new space I'll be in. Oh, something else I want to mention is I just yesterday picked up my Best of Madison, third place for art gallery.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
And this is the third year in a row you've won a Best of Madison award.
Yep.
So congratulations. So how can we keep up with you and the Talbot Gallery online?
At talbotphotography.com. www.talbotphotography.com.
And what's your YouTube channel handle?
My YouTube channel. It is YouTube at Talbot Photography.
All right. Terry, thank you so much for taking the time to come into the studio tonight to chat with us. We really appreciate it. And now we're going to listen to another legend of our scene, Chicago Blues Hall of Famer, Paul Filipowicz. Tell us about photographing Paul back in the old days.
He's always been a great player. He's a great guy. He's a great friend. And he's just been playing great stuff for so long. He's been part of the music scene here, I mean, forever, for as long as I have been. And he's a great Texas blues guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
He is, and he's a wonderful man, too.
All right, let's get right back into some music. Gamblin' Woman by Paul Filipowicz. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Gambling Women, that is Paul Flipwitz, and you know, he's a Chicago Hall of Famer right here. He's from Jefferson, a good friend of mine. He's played at Atwood Fest many times and just an amazing guitar player. You know, he's coming out with a new album as well, and he's sending me the album tomorrow. So next week, I'm going to bring in some brand new Paul Flipwitz. Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool.
See, we're back in our proper places now.
Back in the studio. Boy, that... Behind the glass, that's nerve-wracking. You have to watch the clock more, and you know.
Now you know how I feel.
Yeah,
just a little bit. You got a little taste of that.
Oh, Jane, the producer. Well, we love that you're here so much. Let's talk about our next artist. We're going to hear the Prairie Flowers. Now, you just met Dana Perry. She's in the Prairie Flowers. Yep. Also, Lindsay Evans, who was with Sexy Esther. She's in the Prairie Flowers, and then Sharona Days. And Sharona is going to be leaving the band. She's going to try some other stuff. But the Prairie Flowers are going to have one more show with Sharona. So you have one more chance to catch her.
Yeah, last shot.
Last shot, October 5th at Rowdy's in Monroe. I've never been to Rowdy's in Monroe, but that sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I've never been to Monroe, period. But
really?
I know they have the Cheesemakers as their high school mascot.
So. Oh, yeah. Lots of good stuff. Lots of good culture there. Cheese, beer, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah,
basically all of Wisconsin.
It is. Monroe is very typical of all of Wisconsin. Well, hey, let's check this out right now. This is the Prairie Flowers, Ribbons in Pink. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Never forget the day that I found you. I was nervous but confident. You were nothing to fear. But then my whole world was shaken. Now you had taken my armor away. Feeling crushed, feeling broken, and then cut wide open. I lay wrong, exposed. Fill my veins with poison to kill you. Burn my skin where you touch me. You won't take me down. You won't take me down. I never asked to wear pink. I never asked to wear ribbons. But that's what I was given. And I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever. In my ribbons and pain. They gathered around. Lifted me up from the ashes and tore the light. I know I was never alone. Never, never, ever, ever alone in this fight. Feeling crushed, feeling broken, and then cut wide open. I lay raw and exposed. Fill my veins with poison to kill you. Burn my skin where you touch me. You won't take me down. You won't take me down. I never asked to wear pink. I never asked to wear ribbons. But that's what I was given.
doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever. Hear my ribbons in pain. You made a fighter out of me. Opened my eyes to the beauty of things. Now I can see. You made a fighter out of me. Opened my eyes to the beauty of me. I'm alive. I never asked to wear ribbons, but that's what I was given, and I wear them with pride. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I'm stronger than ever. Oh, I'm stronger than ever, in my ribbons and pain.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
92.7 WMDX, because you can't solve everything with yoga.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump announcing today he'll send troops to Portland, Oregon to handle, quote, domestic terrorists and protect ICE facilities. ABC's Melissa Adan.
The mayor, he was outside one of Portland's ICE facilities, and he was questioning why exactly the federal government is getting involved in all of this. It was something that he was raising questions because he feels like President Trump is essentially just raising escalations, right? By saying that federal agents will be going out to Portland and targeting Portland, he feels like that's going to cause some maybe counter protests.
Arizona Governor Hobbs declaring a state of emergency. Torrential downpours brought by severe flooding in the town of Globe, east of Phoenix. At least two people are unaccounted for there, and at least four people are dead across the state. In the Atlantic, Hurricane Umberto intensifying, now a Category 4, winds up to 145 miles an hour, tracking toward Bermuda, and a tropical depression headed straight for the Carolinas and Virginia. That's a separate one. This is ABC News. Universal.